But this is just not a podcast, but God has given us some instruction, and I've heard from on high, and it's time for us to go to the next level. I'm just so grateful for all of you all who continue to pray for me. Y'all know Pastor's had his ups and downs. He's going through some things, but when you come out of this, hallelujah, 5-2 is almost upon us. Y'all, I said 52 days. 52 days that there was going to be some transformational things happen for some of you. Amen. Those who sow, you know. And now, the thing is when you sow, that's one thing, but you know, and a number of you have been sowing, and you've been sowing financially, and you've been sowing in prayer and ministry and all these kind of things. But then there's another level called reaping. See, we've been talking about the double harvest. We've been talking about the double harvest, but now comes the other level, the work in reaping. And now we got to teach you how to reap those things that God has called you to. We got to teach you how to reap those things that he's put before you. We got to teach you how to reap, reap, reap. We've sown, you've sown, but now it's time to reap. Amen. We want to reap those things which he has put before us. Hallelujah. For those, if this is your first time here with us, amen. I'm this old crazy old preacher this here, crazy about God, crazy in love with him, crazy about what he's doing, crazy what he's doing and he's going to do and transform us here at the Safe House Church in the beautiful city of Greensboro, North Carolina. My name is Dr. Peter Ely, and this is the Safe House Church, where we work on three principles that we believe God has called us to. That is discipleship, where we're going to teach you God's word. We're going to help cultivate your gifts and your callings. Amen. And then what? We're going to empower you. Empowerment is that next part in there, that we're going to empower you to go out and to do what God has called you to do. We're going to support you, and we're going to push you. Amen. And then the last part is accountability, that we're going to hold you accountable for your gifts, because the Bible said that gifts are given without repentance, but there must be some accountability for the gifts that you have. Amen. And we're just so grateful to God. And if that's what you're about, that's what you're about, if that's what God is calling you, I understand. I know that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I understand that, you know, sometimes I get a little excited and a little bit screaming, a little bit hollering. I know that's not for everybody. But I know one thing, that God has gifted me to teach. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that's my superpower, as Dr. Daniels would say, that I have a superpower and that I know God has called me to teach. I know that God has given me the gift of word of wisdom. Amen. And I use those things to empower God's people to take them to the next level in their calling, to take them to the next level who they are. I make no shames about it. In fact, I'm the gospel professor, amen, that I profess the gospel, but I also teach the gospel. Come on, you think that was by accident? But God already knew what he was doing in the midst before he even got started, amen. And I'm just walking that path. You are walking that path as we release you on today, as we're going to release. Hey, some of you are going to release today. Some of you are going to go to the next level today, and it starts with you. It starts with how much do you want to go? We've been talking about this thing before. We've been talking about this for a while. Discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. And some of you have been harvesting your gifts, and some of you have been cultivating your gifts, and we've been cultivating the gifts for a while. You've been praying for a while. You've been fasting. You've been praying and say, okay, God, when? I'm here to tell y'all now's the time, Safe House. Now is the time. So we're going to change a couple of things that we do here at the Safe House Church. And we're going to do this, you know, because we want to be more inclusive in the space. We want others to allow, if this works for them, if this is something that God has called them to, if this is something that they believe that they can connect with, we want to make sure that it's available to them. And we want you to make sure that it's available to others. Amen. So I want to start out by telling you, on Wednesday night, our new Bible series, that we will be talking about giftings. Spiritual gifts. We're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. We're going to be in our gifting series, and we're going to be in our Bible study gifting series. I told you all that I would switch when God gave me something. Normally we do books, and now God has given me this gifting series, and we're going to be in this gifting for a while, because many of you have these gifts, but you don't know how to cultivate them. Some of you don't even know what your gifts are. Some of you don't know where God has called you to be and what he's called you to do. And you might have an inkling of this, and you might have a tinkling of this. And if you're in the Safe House Church, I told you, discipleship, we're going to teach you about the gifts. We're going to work with you on the gifts. We're going to help what? Cultivate the gifts. That's empowerment. Oh, can I tell you, that's what we do here at the Safe House Church. If you're about discipleship, if you're about empowerment, and you're about accountability, come join us here at the Safe House Church. We have no pressure. We're just giving you an offering. The offer is there, that if you want to connect, if you want a community of believers who believe in using their gifts to uphold the kingdom, if you want a group of believers that are not selfish, that don't use their gifts from themselves, but use it to support somebody else, this is where you need to be. This is where you need to connect. You don't need to look any further. You can connect right here at the Safe House Church. So watch this. On Wednesday nights, when we do our Bible study at 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, we're going to go in depth. Amen. So Sundays, I primarily I preach God's word, but on Wednesday nights we go deep. We go word by word and we go line by line. Now watch this, church. We're gonna have question and answer period. Hallelujah. Yes, question and answer, live question and answer. So the way this will be done, you would, if you have you want to ask questions or whatever the case may be, what we'll do, we'll have you on the Zoom, just like we have you on the Zoom right now. And what we will do is we'll use the reaction button. If you notice, those who work in Zoom or who've used it for a while, there is a reaction button they call raise your hand. And if you have a question, you will raise your hand, and then I will acknowledge you, and then we will unmute you, and then you will be able to ask your question, and I will be able to answer your question in real time. Hallelujah. Now, one only thing about this is questions will be only related to the scope of the question, will only be related to what we're talking about that night. Amen. So if you have a question, I know for a long time we have not been doing that, and it was very intentional, but God has now released me to be able to go forward. Now, how many of y'all say next level? Oh, I told y'all we're going next level. God is doing some things next level. So next level. So now on Wednesday nights, if you're over in the Zoom, you can raise your hand. When you raise your hand, we'll unmute you. You can ask your question. Your face or nothing won't be showing. I won't do that. Amen. But we can hear your voice, and you'll be able to ask your question, and then I'll be able to answer you, and we'll be able to interact in real-time response while those who may be curious and not serious. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all know that? Some people are just curious, not serious. But we here at the Safe House Church, we are serious about this thing, amen. And we're trying to be more interactive with you all. And that was strategic. We've been waiting to God to release us to be able to do that. So now that what you can get in here and you can raise your hand and we'll be able to ask that question in real time and be able to help somebody else. So if they're serious, they'll have what? They will have the be able to get into Zoom. You know, we have a paid Zoom account for a long time. We can take up, you know, as many of people want to come. We get 400 or 500 in there. We can buy more. Amen. Amen. Yes, we can. Well, I want to see 400 or 500, because then we can split that thing up and get the rest of y'all who have this gift in the teach. Oh, yeah, I'm going there. The rest of y'all that have this gift in the teach for you to get to going and get using your gift. Because some of y'all, you know, we got a room full of teachers. Amen. But you know what? I also realize and understand we can't have a room full of everybody with the same gifts, because God has given us with the fivefold ministry, and that what is encompassing all the gifts, that all the gifts here are what? For the perfecting of the church. That's for us to get better and for us to get stronger and for us to be able to go out and what and touch others, and then they be what compelled to come and to use that. So Safe House Church, this is not a place that you come in and you sit down, but it is a safe haven for your soul. It is a safe haven. We're not gonna, if we can't help you, we're not gonna harm you, amen. That you will be what safe here with us, amen. But nonetheless, we will put you to work, amen. That we do have work for you to do, that God is calling, the vision is expanding, and He's continuing to show us as we walk by faith and not by sight. So every time we take a step, what happens is what? He opens up another dimension to us. As we take another step, He shows us something else. So be prepared, for the devil will show his head, amen, because that's his job. But I'm here to tell you today that we're going to go forth, and I'm just so grateful. So expect more interaction. Y'all see I'm asking y'all to drop emojis and all this kind of stuff. Yes, because I need to know that y'all paying attention. That's what a good teacher would do, amen. So, you know, that teacher side of me is coming out and say, hey, you know what? You all need to be dropping more emojis and doing this kind of thing. I need to know that you're there, that you're not just there. Mm-hmm. I know it. I've been on it. I've been on these things. I've done them before. You all, you know, I've been on two or three. Literally, I've been on three Zooms at one time, because I had three different meetings. And, you know, really, I cannot be in all those places one time. So what do you mean? What you saying, Pastor? You can't be watching TV and listening to me. You can't be serious. You can't be serious about it. You might be curious, but you're not serious. How are you watching TV and listening to me? Mm-hmm. You know, so I get it. You know, if you want to walk around the block and that kind of thing, but we want you to what? We want your full attention. Wow, we only asking for an hour of your time. Out of the 24 hours that you have in that one day, think about all the hours you have in that one week. We ask you to interact here with us two times, well, daily in the morning, if you're so inclined. But we ask you to interact with us two times during the week. And you all know we try to keep it short. But, you know, also you have the ability to go in and out. We don't stop anybody. But God is a God of what? Free choice. And we want only those who want to be here, those who want to be connected, those who want to go to level. How many of you want to grow? Put in the chat that I want to grow. How many of you want to grow? I need to know who else wants to grow out there. I want to grow. Hallelujah. How many of you want to grow? All right. So in your growth, let's see who wants to grow. In your growth out there, They're in the chat. I dropped it in the chat. There is a link there. It's called the Spiritual Gift Test. It's absolutely free. And what I want you to do as pastor to help me out, to help me know and work and do what God has called me to do, what I want you to do is I want you to take that test. Amen. You see that link right there? You'll be able to take that test. And I'm also putting it on the Facebook. I want you to take that test. And after you take that test, not right now, after church, take that test. It ain't going to take you about 5 or 10 minutes. That is a gifts test. And we're going to talk about your gift. And like I said, we're going to go through this extensively. So don't be surprised if we in this thing 2, 3, 4 months, because I'm going to take my time. Why? Because this is what? Us growing to the next level. And you can't rush these things. No, we've been growing what? Down, 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 right? We've been growing down, but now what? God is growing us what? Up. We've been growing down, and now he's about to start to grow us up. And now he's starting to grow us up. What? We got to be ready. We got to be, what, cultivated. Because, you know, think about a little sampling plant. Even though it has good roots, as it starts to spring up, what happens is if you don't protect it, you can still kill it. Did you catch that? Just like a little plant. A plant, even though the roots are good, if you don't protect it while it's still coming up, what happens is what, it can still be destroyed. So what we're doing now, we're starting to break the ground. We're starting to come up. And as we come up, you still have to be insulated. Excuse me. You still have to be protected. Amen. So I'm asking you all, for those, you know, you can right click and open that in another tab on your computer. But I do, or you can just write that down. I want you to go to that. I want you to take that test. And then when it's done, it's going to give you a list of your gifts. I want you to, you can email me that. So I know it's from you, or feel free, you can text it to me. Many of y'all here at the church, almost everybody, well, everybody should have my phone number. You can take a screenshot and say, Pastor, this is me. Because I want to know where God is calling you. I don't know each and every individual. I know some of the things that I have discerned. Amen. But I need to know distinctly so what, so we can be what, empowering you in that area. You know, God has told me, y'all, it's time to take the training wheels off. And I just been waiting. Y'all think we've been going through this? No, this has been very, very intentional. And God has called us to be strategic. Why? Because if you're going to be here for a while, you just can't come out there running out the gate strong. Because this thing is what? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, the Bible says, well, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong. But we're learning over time that what we have to endure. So I ask you, please, please, church, I'm asking each and every member, be obedient and what, and do that spiritual gifts test. Send that back to me. Like I said, you can text it. Like I said, you can do a screenshot and send me that back and say, Pastor, this is me. I just like to know. Even our visitors, if you haven't, Miss Haywood, anybody, visitors, anybody, if you have my number, you want to send it and you want to connect, I'm offering. Amen. This is no obligation, no pressure, low pressure. Amen. That we're asking you to do this and send that back to us on, and we're going to use that to go forward. Amen. And just try to get the thing. This is not an exact science or nothing like that, but we want to know and read what God is doing. Because, you know, I'm a data guy. Amen. You know, and the numbers are the numbers. The numbers don't lie. People do. Yeah. And the people who use the numbers sometimes can use the numbers to lie to say whatever it is that they want to say. So how many of y'all with me? How many of you going to take that test? Say, yes, I'm going to take it. Just say yes, 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 yes. If you're going to take it, say yes. I just want to see yes, yes in the chat. Are y'all with me? I want to know you're listening. Yes, yes, yes. You can just put it in the chat. Yes. All right, I see one yes. Oh, she the only one listening this morning. There we go. Yes, 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 yes. And they're going to take you but a couple of minutes to do that and send that back to us. So that, all right, here we go. All right. So that we can send that back to you. And then we'll start working on things, because what God has called, I believe God has released me to do now, is to work with some of you all on an individual basis to cultivate your calling. I told you all a long time ago that the Safe House Church was a place where leaders sent their leaders. I told you that before. And now God has got us in the point that he's releasing that, that the Safe House Church is a place where leaders send their leaders. So therefore, what he's given us leaders, every person is here. It's not by circumstance, you know what I mean, not happenstance, that what I was counting the other day, was like, man, that's 8 strong leaders here. That's 8 strong leaders that, you know, it's 8, what? 8 is what? The new beginnings. It was 8 that went into what? Noah's Ark. You see what I'm saying? Come on, somebody. And with that 8, well, he took that 8 and he transformed the world. They ate, they multiplied, and they transformed everything around them with that 8. Amen. And I'm grateful for the ones that he's given us, and he's just going to continue to grow us and transform us. So I want to know, and pastor's going to set aside some individual time with each and every one of you. As I get those back, I want to talk with you. I'm probably going to spend, maybe we'll do a Zoom or something like this. Amen. I'm very, very intentional about this. Amen. I believe that God is calling us to another level. And if the Safe House Church is going to grow, it's going to be through you. The Bible says sheep begot sheep. Mm-hmm. You never seen a sheep have a turtle, right? I know you're going to see a turtle. If you have a turtle having a sheep, get away, bear, bear, get away, get away, get away. Oh, ain't it good to have fun, amen? But I'm going to set aside time, and, you know, it may take a little while because I got to get to everybody, but I'm going to be very intentional about that. We probably just be an hour of you and I on a Zoom on the individual, I mean, each and every individual. I want to pour into you. I want to pray with you. I want to go over your giftings test with you. Amen. And talk about that with, you know, with direction that we believe God is taking you and being able to develop that. Because we said what? This is what? Discipleship. And discipleship starts with you and me. And me being the shepherd of this house, then what I have to what do to release. And God has now released me. Come on. He's now released me. So now that he's released me, now I'm allowed to release you. So now we're going to start talking about these things. I know some of you have been waiting and said, Pastor, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to do that. And I've been saying, no, 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 wait, wait, wait. Because a wait was not a denial. A wait was just not just yet. But I'm here to tell you that now is the time to go forward. And we're going to talk about those things on the individual basis. And then collectively, we'll be able to see. And what happens is this, watch this. As each and every one of you are working in your giftings, I'm not expecting perfection. No, no, no. We're not a church of perfectionists. But I am expecting what? That you're going to go forth and you're going to do your very best. And you'll do what God has called you to do. And what you're going to see in time, that you're going to continue to get better. You're going to grow. You're going to be knowledgeable. And there are going to be people who are going to come to the Safe House Church that you're going to be able to lead. There are going to be people that come to the Safe House Church that you're going to be able to direct. And I know some people think leadership doesn't mean that you're in the pulpit. Oh, come on, somebody. Leadership doesn't necessarily mean that, but it means that what? You're a leader in your home. You lead your children. Mm-hmm. Hopefully well. Right. So what? So God has called us in these different spaces. And now he's in what? Empowering us to go forward. And we're going to empower you to go forward and do what it is that he's called each and every one of us to do. And to go forth as we continue to grow, you're going to find out that you're going to have a mix of gifts. You're going to find out that you have some gifts that stand out more than others, and that you have a mix of gifts. And these mixes, these things are what? These things will work in your favor and your work. And you're going to find yourself, watch this, you're going to find yourself being less frustrated about things. Because why? You're not going to be working in things that you don't like. See, sometimes we've been working so hard trying to do everything. I'm guilty. Say, Lord, we're not there yet. We're not there. We've been working so hard to try to do everything that sometimes we end up doing nothing. We don't have the impact that we could have had. We don't go to the level we could have gone. We don't change things the way we could have changed them. Why? Because we've been so focused on doing everything. This old saying that said, a jack of all trades, but a master of none. A jack of all trades, a master of none. Meaning that what you can do a little bit of everything and not really get anything done because you did it on such a superficial level. But I know, look, we need to be well-rounded. There's no doubt about it. But there is an area that God called you to be deep. Mm-hmm. Because see, just like me, I'll give you an example. In my secular job, that what? I understand math and science and social studies and all these things. I'm well-rounded, but I'm very deep when it comes to being able to teach and understand mathematical thought and how math goes and how it's presented to others. That's where I'm deep at. And I know that. And what happens? I get paid for that. To be honest, I would do it for free. Don't tell Fayetteville that. But I would do it what? For free. If, well, because it's in me to do it. It's my happy place. It's my gift. Mm-hmm. And my gift, what? My gift is what? Part of is just my teaching ability. But watch this. Watch this. Me learning the math is part of my skill. So we're going to talk to you about your giftings. And then in those giftings, we're going to help you develop skills. Are y'all with me? I tell y'all, we're going somewhere. We're going to talk about your giftings. This is why we have to talk about gifts first. And then when we start talking about these gifts, then we're going to start talking about you developing individual skills. And within those gifts, that what is going to catapult your ministry to the next level. How many of you know each and every one of us got a ministry? Why don't you put a hand up in them, a wave, a hand emoji or something and say, how many of you know that we each have a ministry? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You do. And now I'm telling you all that we are being released to go forth in this ministry and being going forth to do what God has called you to do. So, yes, this is your spiritual giftedness. And now you're gifted in this area. But now what? We're going to use those gifts and now we're going to develop them. Because you're going to develop the skills to be able to do that. And this is what? In the marketplace. The Bible says what? Go into the highways and the byways and what? And compel them to come. How are you going to compel them to come? With your skill. Fayetteville don't hire me. They didn't hire me as a professor because I look great. I look all right, I think. You know, I think I actually look better as I get older. Little grays, a little wisdom there. Right? I'm getting fatter. Yeah, I need to work on that. They didn't hire me because the way I sound, my voice is kind of raspy sometimes. Sometimes it's high pitched. When I get really riled up, y'all know I go up 2 or 3 octaves. You know, they didn't hire me for my singing ability, but they hired me because I brought a technical skill. So my skill, what? Attracted them. Did y'all see that? My skill attracted them. And because they're attracted by my skill, then it's my anointing that keeps them. Mm-hmm. That what? That gift that God given me, and he puts the anointing on my gift, is what keeps them. Woo, y'all, I'm already getting into this. Let me stop. Hey, I want you all to share this with everybody you know. Wednesday nights are going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. So again, changing the format a little bit. Like I said, it's going to be pretty much, you still come in the same way, and you'll be able to raise your hand, like I said, then I'll acknowledge you. Remember, we're only talking about what we're talking about, okay? I want to be very clear on that, so I don't want people coming, oh, what about this and what about that? No, and then I'll have to be pastor and say, well, that's outside the scope of this discussion. So please don't be offended. But we want to stay on the topic that we're talking about that night. So if we're talking about being an apostle, then we want to stay on everything being an apostle. If we're talking about helps, we want to stay on everything that's about helps. All right? All right. Are you happy in Jesus this morning? I know I've about already preached it already. But nonetheless, I do have, there's a word from the Lord on today. Would you, I think I got everything else taken care of. I don't think we have any birthdays. If we did, charge it to my head and not my heart. I think Mr. Bryson got a birthday coming up soon. Is this baby number, this birthday, is this birthday number one? I think it is. Talk to me, Taylor. Is this birthday number one for Mr. Bryson? Yes or no? I don't know. One or two. I know he's coming up soon, though. Oh, birthday number one. Yes, we're celebrating. Woohoo! He wasn't our first, May 8th. Okay, I'm a little early. Passed a little early. All right, I knew it was in this neighborhood. Amen. We're just grateful for those safe house babies. Amen. Those pandemic babies that God blessed the safe house with. We're just so grateful. Oh, and hers is the 16th. Okay, man, right after that. Mother's Day then another. See, God is good. That's right. Mother's Day is coming up next week. So I know y'all ladies, I'll be, what you got for us this time, Pastor? I don't know. We shall see. All right. All right, let's go into the Word of God. I think we got everything squared away. Remember, on Monday nights, we still have the Women at the Well there for our ladies. How many of you are happy in Jesus? For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Would you turn with me to the book of 1 Kings? I'm going to go to 1 Kings today. 1 Kings, the... first chapter, verse 17, and we want to go verses 7 through 16. 1 Kings 17 chapter, verses 7 through 16. As I normally do, or I customarily do, I will put it up on the screen here. Give me 1 second as we switch over here. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, I think this is it. Nope, that's not one. Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, so you should be able to see that now, hopefully. And we're going to read, Thus saith the Lord. And we want to go to 1, and we want to go to... Where are we at? I said 17 and... Yeah, 17 is 7. You know what? I'm going to start at 1. No. I want to start at 7. Yeah, I said 7. That's why I said 7. And it says this. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there before. I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering up sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God giveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a curse. And behold, I gather two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thou of a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thou son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal should not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going for a subject today. I want to use the subject of, if I can find it. Our gifting series, Hidden in Plain Sight Gifts. Hidden in Plain Sight Gifts. So here in this story, what you find is we have Elijah. Elijah, you know, the prophet of God, he's been running around and he was going from here to there. And he was hiding, you know, he had fought depression. He was under the juniper tree. He was worried about, Jezebel was after him. All kinds of things have happened to him. And God has been allowing the brook, him to drink from the brook, and the ravens and the birds to come in and to feed him. And now Elijah finds himself at a point that now the brook is dried and there's no more bread to come. And he gives instruction to go into Zarephath. And there, when he goes into Zarephath, he finds a woman who's a widow woman. And the thing you must understand and know about a widow here at this point in time, a widow is one of the lowest parts of society, in that what happens is that being a widow is not, I mean, the husband dies. And we know at this time that the culture here is very, very male dominated, in the sense that, you know, women give, when they get married, then they belongings and everything belongs to that man. And whatever that man has is now cultivated and becomes one purse. Amen. And now she finds herself in a place that, you know, if the husband didn't have anything, she's not left for much. And him being the breadwinner and she being there in the house, now she has to fend for herself. And so therefore, a lot of them oftentimes report. This is why I believe in the book of Malachi, the Bible tells us to bring into all of the tithes into the storehouse so that we meet in their house. And this is what that we also be able to help take care of the children and the widows. Amen. Because some of them, they have lost their ability, you know, to earn with their husbands, have now gone on and been transitioned, and therefore God has provided provision for them in that way. So here she doesn't have much. In fact, the Bible says that she's saying, telling the Elijah here that Elijah, she asked Elijah to give him some water, and then she goes and gives him water. She can give him water, right? So she goes to the, you know, the well and fetch him some water as a stranger coming into this land. But then more importantly, he comes in, he asked her to make him something to eat, a cake. Think about it, a cake as being a piece of bread. And she responds to him by saying, hey, look, we only have a little bit. In fact, all I got is enough. I'm going to grab these two sticks of fire here, and I'm going to go make a fire. And then me and my son, we're going to eat this, and we're probably going to die because we are out of meal. We are out of the flour. We are out of bread. And the first thing he does is he challenges her faith. He asked her, he said, number one, he said, go home and do as you say. But first, do this. First, make me one. Do you all not know that God always asks for our best? He asks for our first.
We often see him all the time. Every time he comes up, he asks for first. Why? Why does God ask for first? First is to keep us honest. He asks for our first to keep us honest. Why? Because he wants us to be clear that Jehovah Jireh is our provider, that he provides us, that we don't provide for ourselves. Sometimes we get caught up in things, and sometimes, you know, we have this way of thinking that, you know what, I done this and we did this. No, you didn't do anything. It was the power that he put in your body. It was the strength that he gave you to do it. It was the thought that he put in you. It was the breath that he put in your lungs. All these things he's giving you capacity and the ability to do. And sometimes we get caught up in our own press clippers. We think it's things that we've done. We think it's things that we've said and we've gone and we moved. And you know what? It's none of that. It's because he's given you the ability to. He's stayed away what death's hand. He's kept death's hand away from you. He's kept you under his protection. He's kept you under his arm. He's kept you, and he's continuing to look upon you and breathe upon you. And so what we find here is what? He always asks for the first. He always asks for the first. So he asked you for the first. So he asked her here what? For her first. So he said, well, look, if you'll be making me. So now she is being what? Challenged to make him a first. Now she said at first, notice what she said. She said in the beginning that she only had enough to make what? Her son one and herself one. But now she's being asked to make one for him. Now one would think, now if you only truly had enough to be able to make one, I mean two, and now this man is asking you to be make three, then that means somebody's about to go without. That's what conventional wisdom would tell us. This is what our logic would tell us. This is what our stately and our worldly way of thinking would say, that if I give, then I'm going to give to somebody else. See, when I give, that means what? I have less. And this is one of the things that we must understand about the kingdom of God. When we talk about what one of our gifts we want to talk about today is giving, that when we give into God, that he has this unique ability that when we give, we don't lose. We actually multiply. See, giving in God does not work like giving does in the world. See, when somebody in the world gives, they feel like they don't want to give. Why? Because they feel like it's going to take away from them. Most of the time, people don't want to give. Why? Because they say, if I give this, then that means I have less for me to do what I have to do. I have less for me. Do you not know that giving is what? One of the hidden gems, hidden gifts in plain sight. Why? Because what you can give to somebody, and the more you give, the more he gives back to you. Why? Because then what God understands and knows that he can use you as a conduit for gift, that you can become a catalyst for blessing people. You can be a catalyst for somebody else. So what God does then is then he turns on the faucet on your end and allows you to be the flow through. It allows you to be the flow through. And see, some of you have that gift of giving. God has put you in place that what you can give, and he allows you to be the flow through. So watch this. What is it Elijah said? Elijah tells her and said, look, as long as it hadn't rained and you're feeding me, that your what? Your curse and your barrel of meal would never run out. So what God does is what? God turns on the faucet through her, to what? Number one, to keep his ministry. See, gifts are what? To keep the ministry, whether they're hidden gifts or whether they expose gifts at what? Number one, your gifting is what? To help the ministry. My gifting is to help the ministry. My gifting is to take the ministry forward. Your gifting is to take the ministry forward. So number one, your gift, as we talk about, your gifts are what? To help the ministry. If your gift is not being helped in the ministry, if you're not using your gift to help ministry, what are you doing? That means you what? You're probably self-serving. So number one, your gift is to help the ministry. So what does she do? The Bible says that now what? She's going home. So now she's what? She's challenged in her faith. So her faith is now being challenged to say that, look, you know, you don't have it, but I'm asking you to give it. But do you believe the man of God when the man of God said that what you will get more? Some of you believe me when I say in 52 days that God was going to do something miraculous for you in your home. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He's done that for some of you all already. Some of you is still coming. Amen. And some of you, you know, he's teaching you how to reap, and he's changing things, and he's changing mindset. For me, it was just a mindset shift. Oh, hallelujah, under the double shot. That what? It was time to be released. It's time to go. This is the fifth. Do y'all not know today is what? The fifth month. Five being what? The number of grace. That God has graced us. Safe house. God has been good to us. He's graced us, and he's graced us with the ability to go forth. And now we find what? Now, as we go forward, that what? We're talking about these gifts. And we're talking about just not spiritual gifts, because there's all kinds of gifts. We're talking about gifts. You got spiritual gifts. You got gifts in the church. And we're going to talk about all of them. That's why I said this is the gifting series. But right now we're talking about the gift of what? Giving and faith. You know, in her giving here, what the Bible asked her, the prophet asked her to give. Give of her first. God has asked us to give of our first. He's given us to give of our first and tithe them and offer. Do you not know? And you all know who in our finances here at the Safe House Church know that everything we give here goes straight to the ministry. None of that go to my pocket. They go here. Most of that goes what? Our bank. As we're building what? So that God put us in position to be able to be gifting to people and be able to help those who are in need. Amen. And what? Be able to do the things that we need to do as an organization. Mm-hmm. So what? When you're doing that, what God does is he turns on the faucet. I don't know about you all, but financially, God has opened up the doors for me during the pandemic. You know, there was little businesses that were, you know, created. There were other things that were created. There was other opportunity that was given. And even in things that I thought was hard, I was doing this and I was doing that. God continued to open up doors. God opened up doors for me to teach extra classes. God has opened up doors for this in business. He sent other folk that wanted to come in and wanted to do business with me. All this kind of stuff that happened. Why? So now God, what? He turns on the faucet and I can give more. See, when I made more, I gave more. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, and it's no accident. So when God wants to raise, I always tell you, if God wants to raise, he knows how to get it. That means he just needs to give me more. And if he gives me more, then I'm able to give him more. And because what he, you know, 10% is 10%, you know. So, and I tell people this all the time, if you won't tithe or give offering when you make $200, you're not going to make it when you're not going to do it when you get $200,000. And then some of you wonder why you're struggling financially. When the last time you gave? Bible said, well, he loves a cheerful giver. I know some say, oh, Pastor, I give him my time and this. Yeah, he asked for your first of everything. God agreed. He asked for first. He wants the first of everything. This is why when we get in the morning, we pray first. We give thanks first. He wants the first of everything. You notice in the Bible, he asked for the first of all firstborns. Mm-hmm. That's not by accident. He's gifting them away. All these things come to the first, you know, the firstborn, the first children, especially the males, get all the inheritance. Mm-hmm. So what all these first are what is strategic in God, because he wants to remind us. It's simple. He just wants to remind you that he is first. Do y'all get what I'm saying this morning? He just wants to remind us that he is first. So in all I doing and all I getting, what that we get understanding. And that's simply what that principle is about. So the quicker you understand that principle, that, you know what, there's times that I've given and there was times that I didn't have and I gave to somebody else or I gave to the ministry when I didn't have. And you know what? God worked that thing out. My wife will tell you, she's been getting unexpected checks in the mail. Find out that, hey, they've been shorting them on pay. Mm-hmm. God, what he has a way, you know, things are coming, you know, opportunities are coming your way that you didn't see. Contracts. Oh, come on. I got some contracts in the last 52 days. I'm just trying to tell y'all. But I can tell you, see, but some people's faith is not ready for that yet. Right? Because God is what? He's given us contracts, extensions. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I see the testimonies already coming in that he would do it. And this is not about money. Because what this is about, the advancing of the kingdom, because God knows what we need, a building. Oh, come on, somebody. He knows we need somewhere to call home. Why? Because when people come in, that these ones that y'all are bringing, that y'all will connect with in the marketplace because of y'all giftings and the skill set that God is developing in you, they need somewhere to go. They do. And where they're coming, they're coming to the Safe House. And they're going to be what? Connecting with you. And God is going to continue to cultivate that gift with inside of you. Mm-hmm. So her first gift here was what? The gift of giving. Why? Because she had to give. She gave in faith. She gave without knowing. The Bible said from what she knew, she said she, in her mindset, from her thought, she only had enough for two cakes. She only had two cakes, but she decided that with a cheerful heart, I'm going to give it. The man of God said he needed it. I'm going to give it. So here she goes. Here she go in faith. Second gift here, faith that she trusted him. All right. So let's talk about giving. Giving is what? The giving is the gift of giving is the divine strength or the ability to produce wealth and to give by tithe and offering for the purpose of advancing of the kingdom of God. She gave to the man of God what? Because the man of God needed to be here. And God chose her to help sustain him during that time period. Why? Because she was a widow. She had the space. She had the room in her house. See, watch this. So when you need something, God knows exactly what you need. But sometimes in your need, you have to give out of your need. See, she needed some prosperity to keep her house going. But she also had a room that could be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was she fed the prophet, and now he stays there. And long as this, and see, and think about it, the prophet's kind of like the spirit of God. When Elijah's staying there, it's like the spirit of God living there. I don't know about you, but how many of you want the spirit of God living with you? Remember the Ark of the Covenant? With the Ark of the Covenant, wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, that area was blessed. It was above and beyond. This is why we want the spirit of God living inside of us. So it was blessed and above and over and beyond. Do you see what I'm saying? So what? As long as Elijah was there, as long as there was no rain on that earth, what happened? The Bible said that she would be without. So she gave, and as she gave the way, he continually what? Multiplied. And I can't explain it, but you know what? Every time she went there, there was some money there. I can't explain it, but every time I go there, there's a little bit more money there. I can't explain, but every time we need something, Lord, you provided another way. Lord, there's some apples on that tree. There wasn't no apple on that tree yesterday. And I go back, there's an apple overnight almost. Well, I don't know how you did it, but Lord, I'm thankful. And I realized, Lord, that was you that provided, not we ourselves. So what? Yeah, that first gift that she has, what? The hidden gift of giving. See, in this thing, she was actually giving out of her need, but she didn't even realize that what? There was a gift of giving. Do you not know that some of you have the hidden gift of giving? You give, 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 give. And I know some of you give and you wonder, say, Lord, when you know, sometimes do I give back? Well, I'm going to tell you the thing about giving. And my wife has taught me this over the years, is that you give unto the Lord. Right? You know, I've learned that when I start giving people, I can't look at it as I gave for this person and I expect them to do back. I find out that I'm going to be disappointed 9 out of 9 times. Not 10 out of 10, 9 out of 9. 9 out of 9, 100%, I'm going to be disappointed. But I do these things until the Lord, and then what God has a way that he bring them back. Things happen. You know, people invite me to things. I get to do things that I go, y'all know, and I tell you all the time, church, y'all see me at these ball games, sitting courtside and that stuff. Pastor don't pay for any of that. That's God giving back to me in other ways. Mm-hmm. You know what? Sometimes, you know, I'm overweight. You know I got to get that back under control and all this stuff. God's giving me that in good health. I had somebody that I know, a good friend, a good social media, dead this week. A couple other people dead this week. These are folk I know. But he's kept you in good health. When you overweight and you overeat and you don't exercise and you stressed out, oh, come on, somebody, and you don't take care of yourself, I know I got to do a better job because I got to go where God's taking us. But you think about all those things that God do when you don't do your part. You know, I'll be honest, I ain't been wearing my mask all the time. He's kept me from COVID. Do you see what I'm saying? So God is constantly giving to you. You don't even know. But out of your gift, why? Because he needs you around to be able to bless somebody else. Because of what? Your faith. So the next giving, for those who are taking notes, giving one is her first hidden gift. The second one is her faith. Because see, in her faith, she had to believe that, you know what? I don't know how this is going to work out, God, but you told me to give this man of God the meal, the cake first. I'm going to give him the cake first. So in her faith, she did what? She gave him first. The Bible said what? We all should have some measure of faith. The Bible said even if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, that you should be able to speak to the mountain, and the mountain has to move. So what is he doing? We're taking our faith, and he's multiplying it. So we all have a measure of faith. Now, how much your faith is, it depends on how much you exercise it. But we all have that gift. And why? Because it took faith to even believe and get the Holy Ghost. It took faith to even stand in righteousness. It took faith to even get up and go to that point and time where he has us to be right now. So let's talk about the gift of faith. The gift of faith is the divine strength or the ability to believe in God for what? Unseen supernatural results, even in the area of arena of life. So here what? Supernaturally, she knew she only had enough for two cakes. She told the man that. Yet the man, the prophet, still spoke to her and said, well, basically, if you believe, make me the cake first. And if you believe, if you make me the cake first, your house will never be without as long as it doesn't rain. Because what does rain bring? Rain brings growth. I know some of us, you know, we don't like the rain and we like when it's sunny outside, but we have to have the rain, for the rain brings what growth. The water is vital to the soil. It brings all kinds of things to it. You know, even in the Bible, we talk about the, you know, the spirit, you know, being baptized in the water, being baptized in the water is a representation of the spirit cleansing us when we go down in that liquid grave and we raise them back up, that we're coming out in Christ and we're coming out with what? Power. Are y'all with me? So in this power, he's raising us up. In this anointing, he's raising us up. In this strength, he is raising us up. Are y'all with me? Am I understanding? Are we tracking? So as we go forth here, that what? She had to believe. And I'm here to tell you today that you have some hidden gifts. You have some hidden talents. You have some things that you do well. You have some things that you're extraordinary about. There's some things that you've been doing and you've been doing for a long time that you just been taking for granted. Didn't realize that God was using you. Some of you are great teachers. Some of you are discernment. Because God gave her another gift here. He gave her also what? Discernment. Notice that she exercises discernment. Why? Because she perceives him to be the man of God. Because see, somebody else can walk up to you and say, hey, look, give me this money. Or give me a cake. Or let me stay in your house. Do you just let any and everybody stay in your house? No. This is why discernment is important. So this is why what? We have some people who get caught up and they give the church a bad name. And so all that church want is money. Yeah, because you didn't discern and you gave it to a crook. And that's the truth of the matter is that some of us lack spiritual discernment and we become gullible. And there, unfortunately, there are people out there who take advantage of this. This is how they make their living. This is what they do. And I'm, for one, I am grateful. And I hope I can work as long as I can. You know, but I, you know, I understand. I don't knock those who do this, but I do knock those who take advantage of God's people, because it's not right. And hell is going to be your home if you don't get it right. That's Bible. Everybody who calls on his name is not going to go. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is here is that what? That discernment is important. What is discernment? Discernment is what? The gift of discernment is the divine strength or ability to spiritually identify falsehood, to distinguish between right and wrong motives and the spiritual forces at work in those situations. I believe each and every one of us as believers should ask God for discernment. This is how you, what, you don't be casting your pearls to the swine, as the Bible says. I don't know about you, but I don't have a whole lot of resources. I don't have a whole lot of time. I have the same 24 hours that you have in those 7 days in that weekend. And for me to be casting my pearl to the swine would be pointless. And that what, I use all this energy and I give and I give and I give and I do and I do and I do. And she'll just find out that I was giving it to a trash compactor. That I was giving it away and it was not being used rightly. It was not being used to justify. It was not being used to edify. It was not being used to exalt. It was not being used to take to the next level. It was not being used to help us to do what God has called us to do. That it was not being used to what, the edification of the body of Christ. How many of us been there? I've been, you know, unwise at times. I'm sure that you've been unwise at times, but God is calling us what, into wisdom. So the what? We don't have time to waste. We don't know what day or hour that the God should return, but he told us that he was coming. And I, for one, I do believe he's coming, and I'm going to continue to walk in if he's coming, because, you know, we don't know the day or hour. He said, keep our lamps trim, burning bright, and know that what, that is coming. Yes. This has been good today. So three things I want you to walk away with in this story. And I want you to reread the story in your own time. And you get the ability and see if you find what I found here today. Number one, that she walks in the spirit of giving. That she was willing to give when she knows she didn't have. Amen. But even in that giving, she discerned, because she had the gift of discernment, that what, this was a man of God. And he cannot give me falsehood, because if he's a man of God and he's speaking God's truth, then God will what, acknowledge and honor his truth. So therefore, even in her faith, she had faith to believe, faith being the third one here, she had faith to believe that he was a man of God. And because she had the faith to believe that he was a man of God, she also knew then that what, she discerned the spirit to say, okay, this is God. And since she knows God, then we know that God cannot lie. That the man of God said that you, that as long as you take care of me, that your house is not going to run out. And you always have, oh, then she walked in that faith to believe God to say, okay,
God, if this is your man and I discern that he is your man and I believe you because I believe you in faith and therefore I discern that he is of you, that I'm going to give, Lord, what you've given to me. Lord, I know you're going to press it down. You're going to run it over, Lord Jesus, in good measure and run it over, Lord, and you're going to hand it back to me. And Lord, I'm going to be able to go forth, Lord, and to do the things I need to do and say the things I need to say and move, Lord, and know that you got me, Lord. You come hell or high water, come whatever the gas goes up to $5, that you got me. Lord, if the gas go down to $2, you got me. Lord, if they decide to get rid of this tomorrow, you got me. Lord, if you decide to move me here, Lord, you got me. That all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And you got me, Lord. And it's these hidden gifts in plain sight. Things that we do every day. Things we didn't realize that we do. Things that we say. Things that we move. Do you not know that you have gifts that you didn't realize that right there in plain sight? See, you didn't know that. And some of you, these same gifts, you say, see, God's giving you discernment. Some of you, you go to some people's house, and I don't know about that. It's called discernment. I got it. Some of you say, I got a funny feeling. No, that's the Holy Ghost telling you, no, that's not for you. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to her. Don't go over there. Discernment. Give him. But he said, well, Lord, I really need this. And he said, no, I need you to sow here. Why? Because it's not about you, but it's about what I want to do through you. So when people see you, you know, people used to look at me as like, found out I was a school teacher, and they said, man, you got this, you got that. And I told people, I've been tithing since I was 14. Nonstop. I'm supposed to have some things. God looks out for me. He do. He put me in position. People come to me, they offer me things and contracts and situations and circumstances. God blesses me. And sometimes the little things. I sent my wife to the dealership to go get her car looked at. They came back and talked about, yeah, they sent me a $5,000 bill. And I looked at the bill and I said, And you know what? God gave me knowledge, wisdom. He said, what? Reap. This is the year of the double harvest. So with the double harvest, what did he do? He used my gift of knowledge, being able to interpret things and be able to understand things. He's given me physical strength. And I took that knowledge and I took myself right down to AutoZone last Sunday. And I went and bought all the pieces that I knew I was going to need. And I got off of where I got through preaching to you all. I went and changed my clothes, went downstairs, jacked my wife's car up, and proceeded to fix it. Come on, somebody. For $400. But they were charging me $5,000 to do the same thing. Knowledge. Do you not know what you don't know will cost you a fortune? You see, if I didn't know that, that what they were asking me to do was, what they said needed to be done, I knew was a simple thing. I looked at my wife, I said, they got to be out of their mind to want to charge this for this. This will take an hour. This will take 40 minutes. This will take 20 minutes. And with that knowledge, see, some of you, you take things for granted. God is giving you all knowledge. Almost everybody in this church got a college degree. That means you have the ability to learn. And those who don't, it ain't because you don't, it's just because life circumstances led you into a different path. So all of you have the ability and the capacity to learn. And you're gifted in certain areas. But mine happened to be one of my gifts is knowledge. And wisdom. So I used some wisdom. My wisdom was, my wife went down there. I had every intention of letting them fix it. But then when they started seeing something ridiculous, like $5,000 to do this, and I knew it was like an hour, 2 hour job, it was no way I was going to do that. That was my wisdom. Because I knew I want this money when we go on vacation. I'd rather spend this money with my kids going down a water park and slide, making those memories with my children, than me spending it on a car so that they can make memories with their children. Did y'all catch that? Mm-hmm. I'd rather spend this on vacation with my family, going to a nice restaurant, or us going to do whatever we want to do and making these memories as a family, me taking my son to go play golf, or we going fishing, or me and my wife just going out to the outlet and just having a little mini splurge because she had lost all that weight. Y'all, she my baby looking good. Woo! You know, so I can go down on vacation and say, baby, here's $400 or $500. Go get it whatever you want. Go redo some of your wardrobe. Here's $1,000. Go redo your wardrobe. But if I spent it on the car. See, some of us have things. It's just where we putting them. Oh, we're going to talk about that too. Some of you have them. It's about where you put them. And that's wisdom and knowledge, right? But I understand everybody didn't have that gift. But watch this. You all have some gifts that I don't have. And the Bible said that all of these gifts work together. So I need you.
You need me. And we in this together. So when you come to the church and you say, Pastor, my car was doing this, this, and this, and they want to charge me this, and I can be like, go down the street, go talk to such and such, and he'll do it for this much. Don't spend all that money on that. That's my word of knowledge, helping you save some money. Now watch this. But your giving helps support the church, which now helps me to be there. So now how did God say, look, watch this. So that $1,000 you would have spent, he gave me the word of knowledge to give to you and said, go ahead and talk to such and such, and he's going to do it for $200. So now, instead of you spending $1,000, y'all tracking, watch this. Instead of you spending $1,000, you only spent $200. That's $800 in your pocket. That's an $800 increase. Did y'all see that? If you caught that, please just let me know in the chat. Y'all got to talk back to me today. I need to hear from y'all. If you got it, let me see a hand emoji or something. All right? Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? That's how he got you. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that? Because now that would have been $1,000 that you would have been out of. And you know what he's going to do with his $1,000? He might smoke it. He might drink it. I don't know. He might give it to the prostitutes. I don't know what they do with their money. Maybe take care of his family. But my Bible said that what? I don't have to give all my stuff to them. He's giving me wisdom. So pastor tells you, hey, nope, don't do that. Go here. It works. And every time that people giving me the gift of knowledge. Brother Jordan gave me the gift of knowledge. He said, you know, one time we was talking and you all know we had just moved into our house and he was telling me, he said, oh no, you know, the and these are little things. It don't take much. He said, you know, the rates of the credit union have changed and you can do this now. You can get a 30-year loan and da 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 da. And see, me, sometimes I know I could be a know-it-all sometimes, so God's working on me. I gotten a lot better about it. And I'm like, no, I know, because I just went. He was like, no, go look. So me and my curious, because I'm serious, I went and looked, and he was right. His knowledge helped save me thousands. And what? We was at church. In fact, we was at church when we talked about it. This one of those things that just kind of came up. And he told me about it. He said, you need to go look at it. I called my bank, got on the phone with my bank. They were like, yeah. And we can save you this much. So my house payment, watch this. House payment went down. I was able to get out of debt. Woo! House payment went down, got out of debt, and we got a good mortgage. And we went from a, and I can talk about my stuff. You know, we went from a five-year, what they call a five-year arm or a 10-year arm to a fixed rate where I know we got the same payment for the next 37 years. That was his knowledge. See, it's little things. That's your skill. You have the knowledge, but then he had this conversation with me, and that what was a help to me as pastor. So what does that do? That was the blessing. Did my tithe and offering change? No. That was the same amount I was given anyway, but God put more back in my pocket. Did y'all catch that? I'm dropping gems out here for y'all this morning. I'm telling you. Do you see that? So this is why people be thinking about, you know, I gave and God didn't. No, he gives it to you back in other ways. He gives it back to you. If you caught that, just type yes in the chat. You see how he gives it back to you in other ways? So by me listening to Brother Jordan and what Brother Jordan said, it saved me almost $300 a month. That I was giving away. I was going to pay that bill because it was my house note. But I listened to what he said. God used that man of God to teach pastor something. And pastor followed. Watch this. I implemented what he said. So we're going to talk about that too. Implementation. I implemented what he said. And when I implemented what he said, what happened? I got blessed. So I got the same house, cheaper payment, and what a better rate going forward in a fixed situation. How much better can you get than that? Besides the house being paid for, right? So what? So you see, that was my increase. Why? Because I was still giving whatever I was giving in time because it was based off what I make. Right? You tracking? But what was going out decrease. So by what was going out, decrease, that means what? I got to increase. See, this God mathematics right here, y'all. Y'all know I'm a mathematician by trade. But see, this God mathematics, sometimes Peter don't even understand it. It just, you know, so when the Bible talks about that, her curse never ran out, I don't know exactly how that thing worked out. But I am a living witness that he will do it. Because he's done it for me. You know, I ask myself every day, I get in that little car, got over 200 some thousand miles in it, and that thing still runs just like on day one. God, that's a blessing. So now it was $18 worth of gas, now I'm putting about $40 worth of gas in it. But still, it's better than me driving $100 worth of gas. A blessing. In other ways, in other things, sometimes people give to us and put us in, I mean, y'all just don't know. You know, and I know some of your testimony, how God has opened up doors and for you in medical situations, and he's opened up doors for you in business situations and all kinds of things. So you all know that you can't be God-given on this morning. And it's this. So remember, today, three things: discernment, giving, and faith. She walked in all three of these, and God took care of her. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope that this message has been eye-opening and both inspiring to you as we go forward. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If this has been good to you, let's, if you would, in the chat. For God has been good to us. This is giving time now in the Safe House Church. We give it by the Cash App. That is $SafeHouseChurchGSO. Again, it's $SafeHouseChurchGSO. Or you can go to paypal.me/ministryaid. Again, it's paypal.me/ministryaid. Or you can do snail mail at what? SafeHouse. I'm Find a Fish Ministry. Make checks payable to Find a Fish Ministries. P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Again, Find a Fish Ministry. P.O. Box 862. Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. The Bible says in St. Louis 6:38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." And we're grateful to everyone who's given on this day. God bless you all. I love you all. I hope that this has been a tremendous blessing to you. Please, let's be ready on Wednesday night. You know, it's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. It's going to be fire. I want you to, you know, send this to as many people as possible. We're going to start doing a little, try to work on some advertising space for us and just start getting things a little bit more out there. But God has been good to us, church, and we want to be able to help. And what we want to do is we don't put ourselves on anybody. No, we don't. All we do is what? We extend our offer. Amen. Our offer what? To add capacity to people's lives. All we do is offering to add strength to people's lives. We're offering to add joy to people's lives and what God is doing in their lives. And so, again, we don't force ourselves on anybody. But just hold on, all right? Know that God is good and he loves us and he's taking care of us. God bless you all. I love you all. And Lord's will, we'll see you all. For those, remember, we have the Women at the Well. The Women of the Well will be there on Monday night. Remember, all women, it's open to any and whosoever will. They have a tremendous time in there learning and teaching and learning the things of God. It's a community of support for women and believers, amen, from all walks of life. And we're just so grateful for that, amen. And remember our prayer. We have our weekly prayer. Remember, jump on the prayer each and every morning. We go Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And we're there praying for you all. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And spend some time with your families on today. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye. God bless you all there, those who are listening live on today. We're just so grateful to you all. Thank you for listening here to the Safe House Church. I hope that this has been a blessing to you all. And continue to listen and follow our ministry here. But our podcasts are absolutely free of charge. God bless you all. I love you all. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week.